today. Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Jennifer Horne, hello. Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler saying hello to you. We'll be saying hello to Lisa Lano, who's our resident psychic, and she's going to try to figure out what's going on with either Jennifer or Roberta.
We need
an example of how she helps people.
All the help I can get.
All the help you can possibly get. We'll do that. I don't know if Kenny, have you ever had a reading with a psychic?
I have, yes.
And did you find it helpful?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
How long ago did it happen? That happened? Yeah.
4 or 5 months ago, maybe.
Really? Okay. That's good.
Early in the summer.
Personal stuff or things in general? Health? People want to know about relationships, that sort of thing. Business? What did you ask? Generally speaking.
I didn't really ask anything specific. This was a friend of Lisa's.
Oh.
I got some good personal stuff and some stuff about family that that I never got to meet.
Oh.
That was really
good.
Very cool.
Kind of cool.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll line up Roberta and Jennifer. Speaking of Roberta and Jennifer, they've lined up another story that you're going to love. In fact, I think if you don't mind, Roberta, I'm going to defer to, or you can defer to Jennifer. Because
okay.
it was very easy for me to get her to do that. Notice that,
Youth
Jennifer.
Before Beauty.
There's an advocacy group called the Organization United for Respect that's after Walmart. Not that this is the only group in the world that's after Walmart. What's the specific story here, Jen Jen?
Well, I don't know if you heard this week, but Walmart set out some storage containers, some bins in their store to collect donations from their customers. Now, the donations weren't necessarily for the needy or for the poor, or maybe they were. They were for the employees of Walmart who can't afford a Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh.
So they put out these storage containers for their own employees. Now, the Facebook page of this advocacy group, Organization United for Respect, features a photo of the storage containers underneath the sign that says, "Please donate food items here so associates in need can enjoy Thanksgiving dinner." The webpage also says that Walmart is asking us to donate food to our coworkers. Why can't Walmart pay us enough so we can feed our families? The webpage quotes someone named Jamad Reed of Cincinnati. He's identified as a Walmart associate. He said, quote, "If I made $25,000 a year, I wouldn't have to rely on food stamps." The donation containers are displayed at Walmart in Canton, Ohio, some sitting on tables in an employees-only area, others underneath tables. And Walmart, of course, could not be reached for comment on this.
Okay.
But so, why doesn't Walmart donate the food, if nothing?
Well, that's the idea. That's
the question
idea.
Is, maybe Walmart could donate the food to these guys.
Honestly.
All right, so before we get to Roberta, there's a story related to another big box store, Costco, in trouble a bit. Well, I guess it depends on who you're talking to. The Hunger Games, 50 Shades of Grey, the Bible, all have something in common. According to booksellers at Costco, they are all works of fiction.
Oh.
Pastor Caleb Kaltenbach made that discovery last Friday when he was shopping for a present for his wife at a Costco store. All the Bibles were labeled as fiction, the pastor said. It seemed bizarre.
He just didn't know what the word meant, don't you think?
What, fiction?
Yeah, don't you think the people, like the stalker, probably did that wrong? I mean, that's bad.
So did they, like, have that next to 50 Shades of Grey? Oh. 50 Shades of Grey?
Well, the sticker on the Bible says $14.99/fiction.
Wow.
The pastor knew something must be remiss, so he set off in search of a Costco employee, hoping for an answer, but he couldn't find anybody to answer his question. That is something that's maddening about Costco. Unless you're checking out, you can't find anybody to talk to about it. I have gone to Costco 3 or 4 times to buy things, and I like the prices on most things, but if you can't find it on your own, you're pretty much out of luck.
I'd hide if I worked there.
At Costco?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the people that go in there with their gigantic carts?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a lot going on.
Yeah, right. All right, Roberta, father has been arrested for complaining. What was he complaining about? What's the rest of the story?
Oh, he was complaining that he went there to pick up his child from school, except that he wasn't driving there in a line of cars like most parents. You know how you line up in your car to pick up your kid?
After school, yeah.
He was walking there.
Hmm.
And because he walked up to the door and, he said, "I'd like to pick up my child," they said, "No, you can't." And he said, "Why not?" He said, "Because you have to wait in line." and they pointed to the end of the row of the cars where they expected him to walk all the way back to the end of the row of the cars and wait his turn to pick up his child. And he said, and he was very, very polite. There's actually a video of this. And he's arguing with the police security at the school, saying, but I just want to pick up my child. We're walking home. Well, sorry, sir, you can't. And finally, it got to the point where the cop is the one who's getting really belligerent. Not him. He's extremely polite and very calm.
Belligerent toward the
toward
father?
Toward the dad.
Really?
Saying that if you don't leave and go online, I'm going to arrest you.
Great.
And accusing the dad of being belligerent, but you can see from the video where he was anything but. So they wound up arresting him because he started saying, well, this is the most ridiculous policy I've ever heard in my life. Why do I have to go and wait behind a line of cars when I'm just picking up my kid to walk the child home? So,
this is what's so crazy about America.
It happened in Tennessee. It's a big brouhaha going on now.
Yeah. A pretty ridiculous. Who's doing the thinking?
In fact, the line of cars was almost a mile
long. No common sense. Anyway.
No common sense.
And
whatsoever.
Plus the fact, hello, this is something that ought to be outlawed. Parents should not be allowed to pick up their children at school. Period. End of story.
But,
kids should be walking, get the exercise. I mean, the parents.
Well, the schools don't want to be liable. They're afraid. What if something happens to the kid?
You know what? That's tough. The parents need to take responsibility. The parents need to get in the faces of these people. They're only worried about themselves. Why would the liability? I mean, what is this country going to come to?
And I
remember worried about
being
everything?
6, 7, 8 years old and walking home from school. And the school was at least a half a mile away. And this was in Corona in Queens in New York City. Hmm. And then by the time I was 7 or 8, I was taking the bus and the subway to my grandmother's house every Friday night.
Through the woods. And over
through
the hills.
The woods, uphill, both ways, in the snow. And it was, you know, it was dark in the wintertime. It would get dark because I went to an after-school program. It would get out around 5, 5:30. So it was, you know, absolutely dark, dark, dark by the time December or January rolled around. It was cold, and I remember shivering at the bus stop. But I did it. I was, you know, like I said, 7, 8 years old.
Yeah.
And developed incredible survival skills.
We are developing a whole generation or the rest, from now on, a bunch of sissies, a bunch of weaklings, a bunch of people that can't think because they're so attached to these damn iPads and iPhones and stuff. And I don't sound like an old curmudgeon. You look around and tell me what your children need to actually figure out things now. They need their computers. They need their tablets. They can't figure anything out on their own. Where to go? What's the right word for the sentence? How to add up things? It's just all there. Nobody has to think about anything anymore.
Just 5 years ago when Victoria was 12, she was taking acting classes at like Lee Strasberg in Manhattan. And she started when she was about 7. And we would go into the city every Saturday morning. I would drive in with her because we were living out on Long Island. So when she got to be about 12, I started taking her on the train. And then I started saying, okay, you show me how to get there. I'm not going to guide you. You guide me getting there. And she did very
good
well.
Training.
And, and at 12, she was taking the Long Island Railroad into the city by herself and coming back home. Well, you should have seen the reaction from the parents in the neighborhood. It was like I thought they were going to report me to Child Protective Services or something.
Really?
That I was allowing my child to go by herself into Manhattan on a Saturday morning on the train.
Ridiculous.
It was unbelievable.
It's something we need
people
to be
were
aware
just
of.
Just horrified. Horrified.
Yeah. All right, 16 after the hour. Lisa Lano, our resident psychic, is going to examine Roberta and find out what she can do to help Roberta. Questions and answers coming up. It's 16 after. This is Good Day.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hey fans, how would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And during our holiday sampling event, November 22nd through 27th, come in and taste why Sam's Club is the perfect place to save on delicious holiday entertaining. Sample artisan cheeses, premium meats, plus decadent desserts. Don't miss the holiday taste of Sam's Club, November 22nd through 27th. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots. The shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand. A trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots. A sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
All right, 19 after the hour. Lisa Lano. Lisa M. Lano, L-A-N-N-O, LisaLano.com. She's our resident psychic. And in a few minutes, she's going to talk to Roberta about things that may need some connectivity. That's really what it is, Lisa, right? It's like you have invisible, it's invisible connectivity. We have electric lights that you flip a switch, and because there's electricity going through the wires, the light goes on. So
exactly.
In cases of people that are talking to you and the connection that you may have to other people that have been in their lives or in general, I don't know whether it seems to me that the being a psychic involves a bunch, includes a bunch of different tools. Some psychics are mediums as well. Some psychics just deal in the here and the now, right?
Again?
I said some psychics deal in mediumship, that is connecting with people that are on the other side, and some psychics just deal with the people and the matters in the here and now.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There is definitely a big difference. The rule of thumb is all mediums are psychics, not all psychics are mediums. And it's pretty much true. It's pretty much the case.
So let's say that. Let's hear that. All psychics are mediums, but not all mediums are psychics.
The other way around.
Everybody's
psychic, okay? We all have psychic abilities. So everybody's psychic. And even a psychic, they can be psychic but not be able to connect with the other side. But in order to be a medium, you have to have psychic abilities as well. It just seems to be the rule of thumb, and it's the only one I really agree with.
Really?
Far as rules go, yeah.
So in other words, you can be a psychic and you can perceive things, but you may not be able to talk to the other side.
Exactly. And there's a lot of people like that. Absolutely.
All right. So that clarifies one thing anyway. Psychics, we all have a bit of psychic ability. It's how you develop it. Yours is obviously well developed, as we'll find out in a moment here on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillip, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement agreement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Moving along. Yeah, 23 and change after Doug's Good Day program with Lisa Lano, our resident psychic, Uri Geller, in the next half hour here on Good Day. I want to talk about Martin Bashir with him because he knows him very well and doesn't particularly like him. So we'll get that story. Meanwhile, Lisa Lano is here, and Roberta and she are going to have a little chat session, shall we say, so that you get an idea of what this is all about. And I don't want to mix into it because sometimes that extra energy clouds the field of conversation. So Lisa and Roberta, have yourself a good time.
Okay. Well, what happens is it'll bring other people in. So the first thing that I had picked up, and you did validate this for me, was somebody, like, he's got an amazing brain. Like, this man is, like, IQ brilliant, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm sorry about my dog in the background. We were also saying that, you know what, Robert, I even forgot what I said already, but this is how quick it comes in. But something with the heart, this man had something, a problem with his heart.
Yep, yep, he died of congestive heart failure.
Okay, because I got that feeling of I can't breathe as opposed to a sharp pain.
But right, and he had lung issues also.
I'm sorry?
He had lung issues as well.
Okay, that would make sense. And he's very kind because he did not give me the pain. He just said to me, I can't, I don't physically feel like I can't breathe. And that does happen quite often, but he's very kind. He didn't do that. He's stressing education, how important education is. And I see him as some sort of a teacher. Now, I don't know if he was a professor or if he gave lectures, that I don't know, but I see him, he's showing me himself in the position of teacher now, whether that be he taught his family, but very, very into education. What did he do?
Actually, my dad was a professional chef, and he owned a restaurant.
Yep, do you know if he ever gave any sort of a teaching or lecturing or anything?
Well, he was always teaching as the chefs came in, continuously teaching as the chefs came in. He also taught me, but he was also quite a historian. And I remember we would sit around the kitchen table on Sundays, and he would talk about history, and we would talk about politics and the news, and he would talk about family history.
And that's funny,
constantly.
I duct taped you because the next thing I was going to say was history.
Yeah, constantly. Constantly.
He knew he was sick, but I feel like once he made that decline, it was gone. It was done. I mean, it was quick. Once he accepted it, but it took him a while.
He fought it. He also had liver cancer, and I helped keep him alive for like 18 months.
Okay.
But once he decided that was it, he was gone within a week.
So then that would make sense to you.
Yep.
No, I'm not picking up a lot of pain because I don't think he's letting me feel it. This is a very strong and very kind, very loving man.
Mm-hmm.
Who's very much into keeping the family together. He's gentle. What do you to know. Ask him a question.
What I want to know, how's mom?
How's your mom? Is your mom there with her? With him?
Yep, mom's there. I hope she's with him. But he might be in heaven. She might be the other place. That was my mom, but you never know.
if she had crossed over.
Yeah, no, she's crossed over, but she's definitely with him. They were married over 60 years, yeah.
Okay. They can finish each other's sentences, he said. Mm-hmm. They know each other so well, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they have a lot of, they have similarities, but they have a lot of things about them that are completely opposite, which balances them out. And he said she was very patient with me. Again, I feel like he's a wonderful man, but whatever quirks he had, she said, oh, she was so patient with me. She was so patient.
Really? Yeah. I would have thought that she would have changed, had to change a lot for them. From what I've heard of her, there was a need for modification, shall we say. And I think most people do that when they go to the other side, don't they? I mean, really, people. I had somebody come into me last week with a friend of mine who just basically said, in essence, I'm sorry. And you hear that a lot from people who have, you know, in essence, transitioned. Anyway, Lisa, that's a good job.
Thank you, Lisa.
Give people
it was very nice.
Something to think about. Now, Lisa Lano, check out her website and connect with her. Why not? It's good stuff. Very interesting, sometimes very entertaining, informative. Lisa M. Lano, LANNO.com.
To everyone we love.
To my very best clients.
Throughout the year, there are so many people you don't get to tell how you feel.
We're thinking of you.
Just wanted you to know.
Whether they're customers, family, or friends, there's no easier way to share how you feel than with personalized holiday cards from Vistaprint.
I just wanted you to know.
Just visit Vistaprint.com on your PC or mobile phone, pick a look you love, upload your photos or logo, and add your unique message.
I just wanted you to know. That I miss you. I just wanted you to know that I wish you the best holiday.
It's a great way to share how you feel. And right now, it's more affordable than ever. Just visit Vistaprint.com today. Click on the link in the upper right corner. Type in promo code 1616. And we'll give you 50% off all your cards and ship them to you for free. That's 50% off and free shipping. Only at Vistaprint.com with promo code 1616.
I just wanted you to know.
Go on, sweetie, jump to dad.
I'm not sure daddy's water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay, here I come.
I got you, good job.
I did it, that was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Uri Geller will join us in a few moments. I'm sure he's got some comments about Martin Bashir because of his connection to Bashir and Michael Jackson. That's a story in and of itself. So we'll get to him in a matter of moments. First, though, Jennifer has the update on Tim Tebow. There's a story floating around.
I'm dialed into all things Tebow.
Yes, I know that.
Well, just this week, an ad in a Florida newspaper came out begging the Jacksonville Jaguars, Dougie, to sign Tim Tebow, promising fans would sell out the stadium if the struggling Jaguars signed him. The ad says, it's got a mustache, which is kind of funny. It says, sign Tebow and we will fill the stadium. And it was addressed to the owner, Shahid Khan, who runs the Jaguars. And it signed the citizens of Jacksonville. It ran in the Times Union. No one has come forward yet as to who's paid for the advertisement, but the Jaguars have had a terrible season. They're 1-9 after their loss on Sunday to the Arizona Cardinals, and people think they need to do something to jazz things up, and maybe it's Tim Tebow. They are only bringing in about 59,000 fans a game, which is the fourth lowest attendance in the league. Maybe this would at least bring fans in. Who knows if it'll get them any victories, but at least somebody will come and watch the game.
V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, victory. Victory, victory is our cry, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So that's the story on Tim Tebow?
Yeah.
It is okay.
Okay.
Now, Roberta has come across something that's near and dear to her heart, and anybody else who loves the Harry Potter stories, I don't know why this is a controversy, but it appears to be a controversy.
It's a controversy. Apparently, the U.S. Postal Service is issuing stamps, the Harry Potter-themed postage stamps, and they feature Harry Potter and Hermione and Ron and other heroes from the Wizarding World and all that. While Hogwarts fans may say, yay, this is really great, there's a group called Citizen Stamp Advisory Committee. Now, these are the folks who, for the past 50-plus years or so, they research and they recommend subjects for new stamps to the Postal Service. Well, apparently, the Postal Service bypassed the panel, and they've issued 100 million Harry Potter stamps, apparently. And what the panel is saying, Harry Potter's not American. It's foreign, and it's blatantly commercial. It's off the charts. Well, yeah, it's blatantly commercial because they know they're going to sell a lot of stamps because people love Harry Potter. But, you know, they're saying that, you know, this should only be American things. Harry Potter is British, so kick those Brits out, only have, like, you know, American stuff on the stamps. But, you know, the Postal Service is saying, hey, people like this, and we'll sell stamps, so we'll make some revenue. And as everybody knows, they're losing tons of money, so they needed to do something. I, for one, will buy them. I think they're really kind of cool. I think they're going to be forever stamps, too.
My daughter will buy them, for sure.
Yep.
A big Harry Potter fan. Yeah, I mean, it gets
Why
a little
not, right?
silly. Yeah, it does get silly. Speaking of silly, there's a story at DougSteffen.com today about a handcrafted ping pong table made in Germany, constructed of the finest materials. It has the usual things. I mean, you look at this ping pong table, looks like something different, but still you can tell it's a ping pong table. And it is a special Hammacher Schlemmer deal.
I love Hammacher Schlemmer.
Hammacher Schlemmer deal. $20,000 for a ping pong table.
Wow.
You can check it out at DougSteffen.com.
What's it made out of?
.com. The table...
Hopefully gold.
Well, I'm not sure. It's it doesn't say what. It just says, the finest materials. I don't think that'd
be... Oh, those are my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. Right, yeah.
The finest materials.
I have rings made of the finest materials.
The finest materials.
Made of the finest materials.
Yeah. Anyway, the table, if you're a... this is something that somebody who has everything else will have just because they want to have it, because they don't have one. That's all. It's one of those silly things. Speaking of having what nobody else has, Uri Geller does not appear on anybody else's radio program with regularity like he does here in the States. Uri talks about Martin Bashir with us here in a moment on Good Day.
Sears Auto Center presents the Denskys.
Why don't we just call a tow truck?
I haven't hit this part yet. Okay, start her up.
Look, a teddy bear.
Unlock the doors. Unlock the doors.
Don't let bad car care leave you stranded. Head to Sears Auto Center for expert service. Right now, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with a Sears card. Sears, where better happens. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80 and doubles with Sears card. Ends 11/23. See store for details.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs and to save your wallet or rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank of America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you could stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cash rewards. I'm Danielle Adair.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
Get it started.
I would have said building a website for a dental practice was like pulling teeth. But then I found the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team got us the perfect domain name through GoDaddy and the right web package for our business. We saved $100. Guess who's smiling now?
Let's get it started. Save 50% now on all GoDaddy web packages, including a .com or .net, powered by VeriSign at the new Office Max Services Center. Valid in-store only. Learn more at officemax.com/services.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Eric Geller is here with us from his home in Sonning-on-Thames in England. One of the things that people are talking about here with wild abandon, Uri, is the Martin Bashir. I don't know. You watch cable news over there, so you can see Fox and MSNBC, and so I'm sure you're familiar with all of this hoopla about Martin Bashir and his horrible, horrible, horrible put down of Sarah Palin. Whether you like her or you don't like her, he just sold himself out. A violent, virulent, verbalist. I've always thought he was a piece of trash since you introduced him to Michael Jackson. And I'd like you to tell that story because some people may not know how Martin Bashir got to this country. He would not have gotten here had it not been for him knowing you.
Yeah, exactly so. What happened, Doug, is that I knew that Michael loved Princess Diana.
And by the way, for the people who don't know, Uri and Michael were very close friends up to the moment that Uri introduced him to Martin Bashir. Anyway, excuse me, go ahead.
Yeah, that's correct. But, you know, later on, just before he came to do the This Is It in England, we made up. But what happened is the following. Because I knew that Michael loved Princess Diana, and Michael wanted to do some kind of a documentary. People were always trying to get a documentary out of him. I thought that Martin Bashir would have been the right person simply because Martin Bashir has done a documentary about Princess Diana. And when Martin came to my home begging me, well, I'm using the word begging because that's the way I perceived it, asking me to get him together with Michael Jackson, he pulled out of his wallet a crumpled out letter from Princess Diana thanking Martin Bashir for doing this documentary about him. So I got Martin Bashir to meet Michael Jackson, and I then left the picture. I got out. I had no idea that Michael Jackson is going to do a documentary without conferring or getting advice either from his lawyers or his PR people or his agents or his managers. He didn't. He just went ahead and signed this incredible contract that basically allowed Bashir to get into his life, and Michael had no say. Michael couldn't, all stars, all celebrities have final approval. You know that, Doug.
Right.
And he didn't. Michael didn't. And then this massive documentary comes out. Now, look, Michael himself did a few devastating mistakes in the documentary. Michael shouldn't have sat there with a 13-year-old boy holding his hands and then telling everyone that it's okay to put them to sleep and all that. Michael should have kept away from that. Then it could have been a good documentary. But I had my kind of fallout with Martin Bashir, but I just caught it yesterday. I came home very late and I heard on one of the channels from America that he did something quite not right. What is it that he said exactly, Doug?
Michael, Peter, I don't know if Peter or Michael are there. We have, if you can find cut 200 from yesterday, you'll hear what Bashir said. But in essence, Kenny, you can jump in here too because you've heard the whole thing. Sarah Palin was speaking about the national debt, and she compared it to being enslaved. And
yes.
Then Bashir went off on her, calling her all kinds of horrible names and referencing her to defecation. Just really, you have to.
This is crazy.
If we can't find the. I didn't ask these guys to find it before, but if you don't hear it here, you can go, I'm sure, to YouTube or it probably isn't on the MSNBC website, but there are plenty of places. All right, why don't you play, Peter, play the excerpt that we have.
We end this week in the way it began, with America's resident dunce, Sarah Palin, scraping the barrel of her long-deceased mind and using her all-time favorite analogy in an attempt to sound intelligent about the national debt.
Our free stuff today as being paid for by taking money from our children and borrowing from China. When that note comes due, and this isn't racist, so yeah, try it anyway. This isn't racist, but it's going to be like slavery when that note is due.
It'll be like slavery. Given her well-established reputation as a world-class idiot, it's hardly surprising that she should choose to mention slavery in a way that is abominable to anyone who knows anything about its barbaric history.
All right, so he goes on to say other things, the horrible, disgusting things that he said, talking about some of the things that were done to slaves, and some people, when he said that they ought to do the same thing to Palin as was done to the slaves, that really put him over the top. So
I'm actually shocked because, Doug, you know, when he talks, I mean, he probably reads it off a teleprompter. Now, who writes this for
him? He would have written that himself. Yeah, he would have written that himself. Yeah.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Anyhow, Doug, listen. I don't know. Was this on ABC or NME? What station was this on?
He's on MSNBC now.
Well, what's the latest then? Is this
he going apologized
to go
yesterday?
Under the table as a very controversial burst of words, of negative words.
And, yeah, he apologized on his program yesterday. A lot of people think he's going to be fired or ought to be fired, but he hasn't been fired, and so the controversy continues.
Unbelievable, Dougie. Yeah. Before we say goodbye to each other, you know what's happening and what happened in the Philippines. So I decided to donate all my proceeds from the Secret Life of Uri Geller, CIA master spy.
Yep. Right.
That's available on Amazon.com because we are bombarded by terrible. It's also, you know, big storms and tornadoes happen in America, and sadly I heard the tragic events just a few days ago in the States, where I think 5 or 6 people lost their lives. But in the Philippines, it's so massive, it's just not to be believed. So anyone, any of your listeners who purchases The Secret Life of Uri Geller, your money is going to go to a good cause.
Secret Life of Uri Geller, available at urigeller.com or at amazon.com or all the bookstores. Thanks, Uri.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Well, I looked down at my hands and was like, wow, I'm performing CPR on this guy. And then I actually finally met him. That was probably one of the coolest parts of my life, being able to talk to a guy after I gave him CPR.
Reed was just 17 when he heard a cry for help. Thanks to his Red Cross training, he didn't freeze, he didn't panic, he knew exactly what to do. Red Cross training saves lives. Sign up for a class today at redcross.org.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and right now during Happy Honda Days, you could get a great deal on a 2013 Civic. It's packed with standard features like hands-free calling, and it's the first car in its class to receive an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. And if that's not special enough, drink in this holiday ditty from the legendary pipes of Michael Bolton. Everything's a little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
He's back in the news, not in a good way, and his problems are mounting. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Earlier this year, he was acquitted in connection with the shooting death of an unarmed Florida teenager, Trayvon Martin. Since that time, there have been more problems for George Zimmerman. He was in court yesterday following his arrest on Monday on a felony assault charge for allegedly threatening his girlfriend with a gun. Zimmerman was released on bail. The public defenders representing Zimmerman said they realized they have a well-known client on their hands who has been characterized in a negative light, but they say he still deserves a fair trial based on the evidence.
I definitely would not characterize my client as a loose cannon. He is presumed innocent in these matters, and we're confident he's going to be acquitted.
Again, Zimmerman was released on bail. He was also ordered to surrender his guns and wear an ankle monitor. The formal arraignment on one felony and two misdemeanor charges is set for early January. But that's not all. Yesterday, Zimmerman's attorney revealed his client is $2.5 million in debt, and while George Zimmerman was in jail awaiting his court appearance, his estranged wife served him with divorce papers. Fair to say, Zimmerman hasn't had a good week. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.25%, APR 4.5%, that payment could support a $275,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And you can be confident that Quicken Loans will do everything possible to ensure that you have an amazing mortgage experience. In fact, we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, stocks eased back from record highs yesterday. The Dow dropped 9 points, closing at 15,967. S&P gave back 4 points. NASDAQ lost 18 points. J.P. Morgan Chase settling to the tune of $13 billion for misleading investors on mortgage-backed securities. According to a statement, J.P. Morgan Chase will be required to provide much-needed relief to underwater homeowners homeowners and potential home buyers, including those in distressed areas of the country. Many communities across Illinois are continuing the recovery and rebuilding process today. Governor Pat Quinn adding 6 counties to the list of 13 total disaster areas affected by Sunday's deadly twister outbreak. Residents of the hard-hit town of Washington are now being allowed to search the rubble for their possessions ahead of some rain that is expected later today. A number of American cell phone carriers are rejecting a new smartphone anti-theft feature being introduced by Samsung, apparently due to its fee. The new service created by LoJack creates a kill switch that keeps the phone from being used if it's stolen. Industry analysts say companies such as Verizon, Sprint, and AT&T are afraid the yearly fee of around $30 will reduce enrollment for insurance plans provided by the carriers for their high-end smartphones. Closing notes, we pull up a chair to the Thanksgiving dinner table. The nation's largest turkey producer, Butterball, has announced a shortage of its fresh birds weighing 16 pounds or more, with only about half as many being shipped this year as compared to previous years. Reason for the shortage? Butterball would only say it has experienced a decline in weight gains on some of its farms this year. This shortage, by the way, only applies to fresh turkeys. Butterball says there are more than enough of those frozen hard-as-a-rock turkeys. And finally, these are the soothing sounds of the ocean. In this case, the Atlantic Ocean. And it was in the North Atlantic near Iceland back in 2006 that researchers dredged up a really old quahog. They didn't know how old it was when they found it, but it was alive until they put it into a deep freeze, which is standard procedure. Later on, scientists at Bangor University in Wales studied it and concluded the creature was 400 years old. They named it Ming the Mollusk. Ming was the ruling Chinese dynasty of the 1600s. Turns out Ming wasn't 400 years old. More refined dating methods recently revealed Ming was actually 507 years old, born in 1499, and would still be alive today if not for that deep freeze thing. We can only hope that for most, if not all, of those 5 centuries, that Ming was happy as a clam. Of course, today he's just a shell of his former self. I think that's enough. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.